Ah, here we go on a Friday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. She's back, realty expert Caitlin Ramsett. And we'll talk with her right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, we are back. Realty expert Caitlin Ramsett is back in the studio with us again today.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we call you realty experts. And I'm going to be honest with you. You don't look like the typical realty expert. To me, you look like, well, and I mean that in a good way.
Yes.
How old are you?
I am currently 26.
Okay, you don't even look that old. So this might be a little off out there, and I'm just going to spring this on you, and let's see where it goes and where it takes us. But what is it like being a realtor in your 20s?
Yeah, so it's challenging. I'll just say that.
Yeah, first. So.
When I first got my license, I was 24.
Okay.
So just at the end of 24, turning 25. And I do get that a lot, that I look younger than what I really am.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's not a bad thing to hear.
It's not a bad thing. I'll probably say that in a few years. I'll be more like fortunate about that. But right now, like, it is challenging, especially in this business. I mean, I guess like you could say like entrepreneur-y type business.
Sure.
It's very challenging if you don't look the part.
People are probably thinking to themselves, she's a kid. What does she know that I don't know?
Exactly. And when it comes to, you know, buying and selling and you're dealing with all this money, people have an expectation in their head on what a business person should look like. Okay?
You should be old and gray, Caitlin.
Exactly. Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think
That's Adam. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Adam.
We'll see if he's watching.
Exactly. I'll spit out a few little facts here.
Okay.
Just because it really puts it into perspective on how challenging it truly is to be a realtor. So right off the bat, the average fail rate for realtors is 80%.
Wow.
I know. That's a huge, that's almost 100%.
8 out of 10, yeah.
Exactly. And when you think about how many people are getting their realtor license or have their license, 80% is a really big number.
Yes, yes.
And that was scary for me. So when I was switching from teaching into real estate, I told myself, I said, no matter how challenging it's going to be, this is my new career and I will not become a statistic.
Okay.
That was what I said to myself. And so far, I've held that
so far,
accountable.
Yep, knock it.
Exactly.
There we go.
That was my biggest thing for myself, is I did not want to become another statistic because of that is a really scary number. So going off of that as well. So the next fact is you can get your realtor license starting at the age of 18.
Okay.
Which, I mean, think back to when you were 18 years old. Like, that is also kind of scary. Like, that's super, super young.
Couldn't even have a beer yet.
Exactly.
That's, and I could at 19.
Like, you can't have a beer yet, but you're handling all these people's money and, like, transactions.
Exactly.
And, kind of scary. So that's the other fact. To get your license, it is only 90 hours. So you don't have to go to like a 4-year, 2-year college to get a degree, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 courses that are each 30 hours long. And then you take the test at the end. Okay.
Okay.
So however long it takes you to do this, it might take you a couple weeks. For me, it just took the summer. So I spent pretty much like 1 month on each course. And
okay.
Then at the very end, I took my test and then I was starting that fall with Berkshire Hathaway.
Wow.
So the last fact I will tell you guys is the average realtor sells about 4 homes a year. In my first year, I closed on about 25 homes.
Wow.
So that was something that I was super proud of for myself, because I set the standard for myself that now going forward each year, I have something to accomplish and something to beat.
Okay. Now, your first year, how many homes?
I closed on 25.
Okay. And how many years have you been doing this?
That was my first year.
Okay.
So now I'm on my second year right now.
Okay. Are you nearing that 25 number?
I mean,
it's early into the year.
So yeah, it's still quarter one. Okay, just kidding. I think we're going into quarter two now. I lost track of months there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yes, I am. My goal is to double that. And
wow.
So far, I'm on track. So I know. And that's okay. So I'll go now into the skills, because there's a lot of skills it takes to accomplish your goals, sure, and everything like that.
Okay.
So for the first skill, you really have to be self-driven and motivated. I don't even know if like motivation is a real thing or if it's just like self-driven more so. But you are your own boss when you are a realtor. And that was really a huge transition for me from going to like the teaching. I had a principal, so I had a boss. I had someone that was holding me accountable to be there every single day. The students, they were holding me accountable to be there every single day. And when you're a realtor, no one really cares if you show up.
Right.
And I mean that with like the most respect, but everyone is competing against each other. So if you don't show up, that's just more business for them. Yeah. So they don't care if you show up
or not. You snooze, you lose.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure they want to see your face in the office and whatnot, but if you don't show up, it's like, whatever. Yeah. Like more business for me, I guess.
Right.
So you do have to, you know, you're your own boss. You have to set those expectations for yourself and you have to follow through with them. Okay. So that's the big thing. The next one is you have to have goals for yourself. And this is something that I really truly strive on, is I set goals for myself at the beginning of the year. And this could be, you know, whether you want to make a certain amount of volume, a certain amount of income. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to buy a new car at the end of the year. Maybe you want to go on that vacation. And maybe it's just a price point that you want to get to, like to sell a home at the next price point. Whatever motivates you, you have to have goals. You can't just get your realtor license to think that, oh, I'll just do it for backup for a little bit until I go into the next career. Because your mindset is going to follow that. And if people don't see the drive and the goals and the motivation you have for yourself, they probably aren't going to want to do business with you.
Right.
Okay. The next one is you have to show up for yourself every single day. So whether this is coming to your, if your brokerage has an office, that might be coming to the office every single day. And something that I did, which I strongly recommend for anyone, if you're a realtor, is when I was teaching, I was at the school from like 8 to 3:30 every single day. So I kept that same schedule. So every single day of the week, I show up to the office, unless I have appointments or showings or anything like that. I'm at the office and I am doing my job. It's so easy because you don't have a boss that you could stay home, watch TV, you know, answer your phone when it rings. But if you're not actively working, your business is going to reflect that and you're probably not going to get as much business. Okay. So the next one is, you get a flexible schedule when you're a realtor, and this is something that is easy to abuse. Routine is very, very crucial when you are a realtor. So because you have a flexible schedule, you can pretty much do anything you want throughout the day. You could go to the movies if you wanted. You could go shopping.
You could sleep in.
Exactly. So what I do is on my calendar, I set those time frames on when I should go get lunch. I mean, I make sure it's only like an hour, because when I go home, I let my dogs out. You know, it'd be so easy to like cook a meal and then all of a sudden 2 hours goes by.
Are you one of those anal people about everything has to be done the same and at the same time every day?
I'm not. I do know a few people in my office that are like that. And, but the thing is I do look up to them for it, because I see the business following them because they are so anal with it. And so, you know, when I see that agents are coming to the office the same time every day, they're not going home early. They're not, you know, skipping out on their workday. It really sets the bar and it shows me that like, okay, if they're doing this and they're getting all this good business, I need to follow suit and I should be doing this as well.
I mean, you can kind of figure it out. It doesn't take very long to see who's doing what and who's selling. And if you're selling, you know, 4 homes or 25 homes, you can kind of figure that out and, and kind of model yourself after them.
Yep. And the nice thing too is being a new, younger realtor as well, when you're at the office, you can ask those questions. You pick up on like the real estate lingo, like the way that you can kind of talk in real estate, everything like that. So it is super important to show up every day at the office. The next one, this one is something that I am actually still working on, but it is super easy to get discouraged in this business, especially when you're a realtor in your 20s, because a lot of people, when they're older, they want to work with someone who probably is more wiser, maybe looks more wiser, someone who looks like they have more experience, all of that stuff. And things happen. Transactions fall through, and it can be very disheartening. And you kind of just have to take it one day at a time, because there's things that can happen in the business that are out of your control. Sometimes deals fall apart because of financial issues that, you know, fall apart, or job transfers that don't go through and the deal has to fall apart. And there's nothing really that as a realtor you can do at that point besides be supportive for the clients that this is happening to, because it's hard on them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy to get discouraged in this business. So something that I do that kind of helps me come back from this is if something goes wrong and I have a bad day, I tell myself, okay, you can take the rest of the day off, but tomorrow's a new day. We're coming back fresh. We're going to start over. Okay. Because a lot of people could get discouraged and then say, okay, real estate's not for me. This isn't my gig.
Right.
I'm bad at it. I'm not good at this.
Well, you could go quite a ways or quite a long time without a paycheck.
Oh, that is... Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is something that, since you mentioned that, I will touch on. When I first started out, I would not have made it in the real estate business if I didn't have a little money saved up in my savings. And this isn't for everyone, though. I did have a part-time job when I started. I was a server at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sure.
Making that extra income to get by on my bills until I sold my first house. Because I got my realtor license in November and I didn't sell my first home until like March. So that was, you know, even going through the holidays, having to get gifts for family members, like it was hard. So kind of making sure that if you are going to get your realtor license and you're going to go full time, make sure that you have a little money saved up to get you by. Or it is okay to get a part-time job. Just make sure it doesn't interfere with your real estate hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I worked 8 to 3 and then I would serve from like 4 to midnight or something like that.
Yep.
So it was after hours. And going into my next kind of advice here is the networking part. If you do have a part-time job, it is a great way to meet more people and network.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as it's a job that you are meeting people, you're not like by yourself or anything like that. So when I was serving, I met so many new people.
Sure.
So that's a good one. But as far as networking goes too, for new realtors, since you are young and you are new, you really have to kind of fake it till you make it.
Right, right.
So show up to events, do things like this, like join the podcast, yourself out there and fake it till you make it. You have to just, you know, if you don't feel confident, pretend you're confident. Pretend you're the best one out there.
Was it hard for you when you first got into the business? Because people obviously look at you, and we just made the comment that you don't even look 26. But did you have any people kind of maybe look down at you and think, she's just a kid? And has that changed?
So I'm sure that there was some deals that I probably lost out on just because I look younger. Maybe I didn't have the knowledge. But I knew my resources on where to find the answers if someone asked me a question and I didn't know it. And I think that's something that I really did fake it till I made it. I acted like I was confident. I knew everything, even though like when you're starting out, you really don't know anything.
Right, right.
I remember my first day walking into the office. I didn't even know what realtors wore. Like I looked on the internet, I watched HGTV and I was like, do people in Grand Forks really wear like blazers and all those like jumpsuit type things? I was like, I don't know if this is the vibe for Grand Forks, North Dakota, but we'll try it out. So yeah, you really just have to fake it till you make it. Go to events, meet as many people in the realtor business as you can. So this is like affiliates, whether that's insurance, brokers, lenders, pretty much anyone in the community. Just meet. Don't be afraid to say hi. The thing I told myself was if any of these people saw me at a grocery store, if they didn't recognize me, I didn't do my job.
Right,
they should
right.
see my face, recognize me, at least recognize my name, anything. If they didn't say hi to me or like they didn't recognize me, I didn't do my job. So,
well, you know, I said you don't look 26 and you don't sound like you're 26 either. You look younger than 26. You sound like you're beyond 26 with the knowledge. And I think you truly are, Caitlin, a realty expert. How does somebody get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of Caitlin Ramseth, realty expert?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can text or call me at any time. Otherwise, you can search Caitlin Ramseth. I'm on all social media platforms.
So you're shooting for 50 sales this year, 50 closings.
Yep.
Good luck. I got a feeling you're going to get it.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That is your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth in the studio. Hey, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll be back with the Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast on Wednesday.